You like that music?
Kind of gets you in the mood.
Were you making fun of me a little bit?
I can see you kind of dancing with a cane to that, like, you know, wearing a top hat. And
kind of like Fred Astaire, although you're probably too young.
I know who Fred Astaire is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't.
I can surprise
that.
You from time to time, Pat, with my knowledge.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'm just going, what? How do you know
that? Then he's like,
that?
Eddie, haven't seen this, though.
Do you know who Eddie Haskell is?
I do not. Well, why is Craig laughing in the background?
Should not have done that, Beav.
Yeah, no.
Leave it to Beaver.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm just... You know, again, there's a 30-year difference between you and me.
Yeah, it's a whole generation.
It is that time for Would You Rather Wednesday. Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are...
Stinkers.
Dang right. Question... Numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather record a duet with Weird Al Yankovic that charts in the top 10 or attend the wedding of Travis Swift and Taylor Kelce?
Recording a hit that's a top 10?
Top 10 hit. Duet with Weird Al Yankovic, or you could attend the Swift Kelce wedding.
Does that mean I gotta go on tour?
Well,
because once you have a number one hit, you typically start going on when you got a string of them.
Well, so what are you gonna do? Go on tour with one hit song?
Well, then you start have to, you know, come out with a few more at that point.
Yeah.
Or I'd have to make a cameo every third city or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Having a top 10 hit would be pretty cool.
With Weird Al. Or, front and center, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce wedding. Think of the people that would be there.
I think of Jason Kelce, how, you know, you've seen him at like the Buffalo Bills game with the Chiefs, how crazy he is. So, having, you know, like a drink with that guy would be pretty wild.
Yeah. It's kind of a one-time deal.
Yeah. Yeah, one-time deal.
Or top 10 hit with Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, it's interesting.
All the Swifties are going, wedding! Pick the wedding!
You know, Pat, as cool as it would be to go to the wedding, I'd probably do the top 10 hit. Because then, you know, kind of get some recognition.
Yes, and I've heard that Weird Al is a very nice person. It's kind of hit and miss with some of those bigger names, you know.
See, but, I wouldn't know a lot of people at the wedding. I mean, it'd be cool to hang, but at the same time, I don't know. I think it'd be a little weird being the odd man out. So I'd probably go with the hit.
You could bring Saturday.
Yeah,
then it wouldn't matter.
Yep.
And with her personality, she talks to everybody. She's kind of a social butterfly, so, and so are you. You can talk to anybody. You're still going with the top 10 hit, aren't you?
I'd probably do the top 10 hit, yep. Yeah.
I don't blame you. Question number two. Would you rather have a huge booger hanging out of your nose for the rest of your life or smell like fish for the rest of your life?
Boy. Booger or fish? that kind of took a turn.
Got a big booger hanging out your nose for the rest of your life or you smell like fish?
I think that'd be pretty distracting. Probably a big turn off, you know?
Either one, but
you
one
smell
worse
like fish,
than the
yeah.
other.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel, you stink.
And I don't think there's anything you can do to get rid of a fish smell.
I I don't know.
You have nothing?
I've got nothing. I don't know. You could use...
Craig's got lemon his hand juice in his palm over there.
Lemon juice for pit grease. I don't know. Mando says it can cover up smells. You can spray that all over your body. They've got body spray. Pits, privates, and beyond.
Tell you,
that'd be really distracting in a press box.
I tell you, I would not want to have a pet cat because, you know, it'd smell like, you know, tuna and everything, and they'd be
everybody all over.
Yeah.
Everybody be calling you Booger Nose.
Yeah. Booger Nose or...
Just Booger.
The fish. Call him Marlin.
Or Grouper.
Grouper. It'd be like coming in like Norm's from Norm from Cheers, but it's, hey, Grouper.
Grouper.
I'm probably going to have to go with the fish, Pat.
What?
Yeah, I'm not doing the booger.
What?
I'm going to do the fish.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do the fish. I'll be Grouper.
I would have figured you'd pick the booger.
No, I'll embrace it, Pat.
Oh, you can pick the booger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but then it'd be right back there again.
You can pick your nose, you can pick your friends, pick your family.
If this booger, you know, before I officially pick Grouper, if I were to pick the booger, you know, and actually pick it away...
It's there for the rest of your life. I mean, you can pick it, but
it's crusted on. It's not coming off.
Yeah, okay. It'll be reappearing.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that case, I guess I'm Grouper.
Oh, okay. All right. You will be forever known now as Grouper.
Yep.
You've had a lot of nicknames.
No, I have.
Through this segment.
Yes.
Huh. Question number three. This is kind of a thinker. Would you rather get $1 every time you compliment a stranger, or $10 every time you insult a stranger in the meanest way possible?
Pat, I'm all about a good idea with capital, but I don't know if I could insult somebody meanest way.
It's a complete stranger.
Because that's the thing, you alienate enough people, that income's going to stop, because then you can't keep insulting because you're not going to be talking to anybody. But you keep passing compliments.
Yeah.
You can keep doing that. People stay around. And then in the long term, you know, I feel like I'm a financial planner right now.
Okay.
That income continues to grow, and I'm building a portfolio for success in the future.
Sure. Have you ever walked up to a woman and said, "You have a really nice smile," with no other intentions, just you have a very nice smile?
I haven't done that with no other intentions. I've just said it before.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, not to your mom or Nana. I mean, just a random woman. She's got a pretty smiley.
I haven't gone up to someone random, no.
Yeah.
Haven't done random.
Try it in the grocery store.
Okay.
Just, you know, you say you have a really nice smile.
Okay.
And it completely changes their mood.
All right.
It's kind of like the whole high five thing. You know, that's why I like to do high five Fridays. Just, hey, high five Friday.
Look at the elbows and there you go. You got it.
Yep. You have a really nice smile, Matt.
Thanks, Pat. Do I owe you a dollar now?
Nope.
Oh.
I mean, yep.
Oh, you said nope.
Bonus question number four. Would you rather thoughtfully contemplate a would you rather question, weighing the pros and cons in the spirit of what it was intended, or look for a quick loophole answer that gives you infinite happiness, money, and power?
That's a lot of thinking, Pat. Can I actually read that one?
You want to read that one?
Yeah, I want to look
at it. Okay, read it out loud.
There we go.
Read it out loud.
Would I rather thoughtfully contemplate would you rather question, weighing the pros and cons in the spirit that it was intended, or look for a quick loophole answer, gives you infinite happiness, money, and power. So, you want me to, how we normally do it, answer a question where I'm just really trying to go through my mind and answer it honestly, or if I just do the quick loophole one and get some money and power.
And happiness.
And happiness. Yeah, because these would-you-rather questions, I think they're robbing me of my happiness.
I know. Well, I'm happy either way, either answering the question or asking them. Would you rather thoughtfully contemplate a would-you-rather question, weighing the pros and cons in the spirit that it was intended, or look for a quick loophole answer that gives you infinite happiness, money, and power?
Pat, I'm all about entertainment, and I think people like when I really go in depth into these questions.
Do we?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you know what? Maybe I just like hearing myself talk. I don't know. Craig, what do you think? He just laughs over there.
I just... It's funny how you dive deep into...
So you're telling me don't do that anymore.
You analyze it. You try to find true meaning in a fictitious world.
Yes. Do you want me to just do the loopholes from now on?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm you are you. Well, we do need a question. We do need an answer.
Well, I guess, Pat, I'm going to continue to answer them, you know, deep with thought.
Thoughtfully contemplate a would-you-rather question, weighing the pros and cons and the spirit that it was intended. You're very good at that.
I try, at least, you know,
you
Pat.
You do, yeah. See, some questions are thinkers and some questions are...
Smelling a little fishy in here.
Grouper.
Yeah, Grouper.
He's Grouper. If you see Matt out and about, make sure you call him Grouper.
Yeah, the big
What's
tuna.
What's up, Grouper?
The big tuna. Here he comes. Oh, boy.
Matt Grouper Shear. I love it. Always so fun. This has been Would You Rather Wednesday. Brought to you by our friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.